from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is that what I'm led to believe? Like, the Rogers story just kind of petered out. Like, he missed...
Oh, where he was during
minicamp. And then I saw that it was something like he returned from Egypt or something, and his first appearance since not going to minicamp. I'm like, boy, that story just kind of went. Vish. The where is he?
That was the big thing because he was announced where he was.
Will he emerge somewhere? He was just traveling. He was just traveling and gone. And remember, we were going to. Somebody had the speculation too, right? They're like, oh, was it Colin or somebody like when it. But it comes out later today or whatever, and it never did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. Right? Oh,
never
when you guys find out, like, well,
never
resolved. They didn't know.
He just went to Egypt or something. Oh, great. That's awesome. So, yeah, maybe you can ask about Rodgers. I think if you're in Atlanta, you probably ask a little bit about Kirk Cousins, but that's sure. More so. Oh, we got this new kid here.
He's got his contract.
Is he gonna get a chance or we got
80
guaranteed for 2 years?
Can't go anywhere.
Stafford.
Stafford, I think every year probably as a Ram fan, you're going, okay, do they need to have a plan?
Yeah, what's
a
next?
Succession plan? Or are we going
to
wait?
Or McVay, because they're talking about him just leaving and going to the booth.
And especially if they're the Rams, because you know how they've never wanted or cared to have any draft picks. That would be a little bit more concerning. Like, how are we going to get the next quarterback if you're the Rams? You know what I mean? Like, we don't really draft or much. We never cared for draft picks for a little while.
Remember
there.
They didn't have a number one pick. They finally did, but since 2016 or something. Yeah. It'd been a long time since they had a number one pick.
So it's just so stupid. Just so dumb.
I am curious about this commercial.
But
the
circumventing the beer thing, I think, is glorious.
Maybe he's with the Miller Lite by then. Who knows? Who knows where you go? Boulevard. Yeah. I mean, who knows where it is?
Yeah. Or owns one.
Yeah.
Like
the
Kelsey's. I mean, I don't know.
Garagebeer.com.
Yeah.
Good. You're going to bury that time capsule.
Which is, okay.
In a sinkhole.
Leads me to another question that we don't have an answer to and haven't gone down the rabbit hole, but how can Travis be affiliated with that other, with the garage beer? Because he owns it? Is that the workaround?
I don't know, but he didn't participate in the Beer Olympics. Just Jason had to do that.
But he's part of the ownership of that brewery,
I don't
know
if they drank that beer, though. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, they both own part of it.
I don't know the rules necessarily, but
I've drank a lot of different beers.
I always thought the Coors Light one was stupid. Mahomes likes Coors Light. Like,
it's his beer.
Yeah, like, have him be a sponsor. Like, who cares?
I like it too.
Who cares?
I'm with Mahomes on that.
Dumb rules. I'm not here for dumb rules. I'd rather discuss why he can't be sponsored by Coors Light than when you think he's gonna retire. I don't.
I'm just mad that he took a perfectly good beer story in a time capsule.
Yeah.
And
ruined a good story.
Because I was talking about that with you guys, and then he ruins it.
Yep. Speaking of Travis, obviously Travis Kelce's living in a world we can only imagine. And maybe you're living vicariously through him and what have you. I'm not, but maybe you are. But I understand the realm that he's rolling around in right now and can't imagine the whirlwind that has been the last, I don't know, whatever it is, 9 months or 6 months or however long they've been together. How crazy that is.
So 5 years ago, you didn't think you'd carry Taylor Swift on a stage?
No.
Oh, I saw that coming.
I mean, unless...
Mile away.
Unless there was another Taylor Swift he met on Chase and Kelsey. Like
I think it's funny that Colin Saunders' brother was with him.
And then that's a little known story, yeah, right?
Colin Saunders, former Chiefs brother.
His brother was one of the guys on the stage with Travis at the concert.
Yeah, isn't he a backup dancer for Swift?
It's
like on the right?
It's his Chiefs connection. Yeah. You know?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Maybe
awesome.
He's the one that set him up.
If I was Colin, I'd totally take the credit for that.
Totally.
Why not?
Oh, for
sure. Wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
For sure.
And Colin Saunders, very light on his feet. I bet he's a hell of a dancer.
I was about to say, it makes sense his brother is, yep.
But every once in a while, you need to know that Travis is still just like you and I and everybody else. Why? Because it was revealed this week that Travis has a parent that might be like yours, or maybe it's a grandparent, depending on your age or whatever, but Travis Kelce says his dad is always asking him if he and Taylor Swift have broken up because he's been seeing it on Facebook.
He'll see some wild come across and he'll be like, hey, what the is this? You know, it would just be something so out of the blue, like something about me and Taylor. It's like, hey, what the, you guys okay?
You guys all right out there?
Get the off Facebook,
yeah,
Dad.
Yes.
If it's like, on Facebook, it's real.
Dad, get the belief off of Facebook. He dropped by the Bustin' with the Boys podcast, did Kelce this week. And, you know, it's good to see that these days he's normal. His dad, probably very normal, is getting his news where he shouldn't be.
On Facebook.
Instead of from his kid directly, but he's seeing it on Facebook and then bugging Travis about it. Like, is this true?
Oh, and with that topic, the amount of conspiracies that there have been. If Ed's been on the conspiracy train with this story, oh, gosh.
Ed was, by the way, in the Beer Olympics. They're holding the money
for
you. Oh,
well, good. He should. He absolutely should.
Good for him.
The parents live in the life, too.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. Whatever was the story about Travis maybe buying mom a winery or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this would be the greatest thing ever.
It would
be. You go, Trav. You just keep doing you. It's pretty awesome.
I've had people run into her at the corner cafe. I mean, she's regular people, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're maybe a month-ish out from training camp, a little less than that. We'll see if I think it's going to be a story to start camp, and hopefully it's not a story after camp gets going. Who knows at this point? It's not an issue yet, Bink, but could be. And it's that we didn't see a lot of Xavier Worthy OTAs and mini camp, kind of nursing an injury. And I know that they were being super cautious, but not knowing the status of Rashee Rice, having Xavier Worthy not on the field because he's nicked up. This is something that's going to be an early storyline of training camp.
No, I think so too. And I mean, this was their pick. This was the first round pick. I mean, you don't get Xavier Legette. You don't get A.D. Mitchell. You don't get Keon Coleman. This is your guy. And I like Xavier Worthy. I like the pick. I like the selection. I understand what they're doing. I mean, this is a Hollywood Brown clone. When Hollywood Brown plays the 1 year for you and leaves, I mean, Brett Veach basically said the same thing in his press conference, a 1 year deal. And he's going to be gone because they're not going to pay that wide receiver tax on him next year. But he's got to be able to contribute. Like, I looked at Rashee Rice last year and think, all right, this guy's got more pressure than Sky Moore did the year before because he's got to be the guy. Because Juju's gone, all this, you know, and MVS isn't living up to expectations. He's got to step up and be the guy. I've looked at Xavier Worthy to be this, too. It's going to be Hollywood Brown. He's going to be the guy going off. I have no doubt that he's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver for this team if he stays healthy. But you mentioned the Rashee Rice. If he's gone, because Xavier Worthy now, the hamstring. And hamstrings are weird. Either it's a couple months for people, it can linger for a year, 8 months. I mean, it can always be an issue. And they're being cautious. I understand that. But the one thing is for certain, he's got to step up because they didn't go wild in free agency with receivers except for Hollywood Brown. They didn't draft anybody but Xavier Worthy. Like, he's got to be the guy. And I feel next year in the draft, they're in the same place they were this year with wide receiver. Because if Hollywood Brown's gone, get Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, keep getting fuel. You get Mahomes one time in your life. They need him to step up.
How long? No, I'm kidding.
Florio says he's done. But the bottom line is with Xavier Worthy is he's missed. He missed that good.
Mahomes is going to retire, and Florio's going to blame Coors Light. Yeah, exactly. Is really what it's going to be. Coors Light made him ran him out of the game earlier just so they could buy him as a sponsor.
But you missed those reps. It can't pat and everything else. Now, he had the early reps. He dropped the pass and was on video, and everybody's, oh, my God, he dropped the pass.
That's the thing for me. Like
you get to get that timing.
I think they've gotten such a benefit out of Pat Camp and getting early work and all those things that I think do have like massive benefits. I think it's a huge advantage that they have exploited and done this. I think Pat Camp's been awesome. And to have him really kind of miss that, and now obviously the team stuff is not, but I would love to have him get off to the best start he can and give him the best opportunity.
And going against a great secondary.
To get flying out of the chute, and it stinks that he hasn't been able to be a part of it.
I just hope it's cautionary. So, like right now, I'm not worried about it. We'll see what happens training camp. If this is like Snead last year, when he missed basically every day of camp. But it's okay because he's good. I mean, this guy's a proven guy. He can do it. But Xavier Worthy's still got to prove himself first at this point. But you just hope it doesn't linger because they're going to count on this guy because he's it. I mean, they passed on some good wide receivers, still picking where they did. They passed on good receivers.
And didn't pick any others after Xavier.
No, that's the thing. Like second round, third, they stayed away from him. And basically saying this is our guy. And listen, Hollywood Brown's an important addition to this team. But, you lose MVS. He didn't really do anything until the postseason. We know that. But he did contribute in the postseason. But, going forward, to me, Xavier Worthy is going to be your Hollywood Brown going forward. And he's losing, that experience being on the field because they really want Xavier on one side and Hollywood. I mean, it's just what they're counting on this year, the going downfield. He's a big part of that equation. Again, don't worry about it yet, but it's something to watch.
I don't hate the Mecole Hardman ad, but like you can only kind of do that. I mean, this has got to be, you almost feel like this has got to be it. Like he bailed you out last year. You brought him back as a precautionary measure kind of this year as well. And then it's got to be done, right? Like this is the last year you could do that as well. What I mean? But I don't want to have to count on him a tremendous amount of stuff early, too, because you got one guy maybe out and another guy
but
maybe
being a first-round pick, that's where the pressure comes.
For sure.
If Xavier Worthy was picked in the second round,
you'd be able to work him in a little bit.
But your first-round pick, got to contribute.
Worthy catching the eye on the national front. We'll discuss that coming up. And that's the way we like to see a dub next. Has been quelled a little bit because we haven't seen enough of those moments, right? So far in the offseason work, you've seen
a lot of people drive up I-29 and want to see those explosive down the field plays.
The Texas highlights. And yes,
from the 4-2-1. Yeah.
You want to see all those plays in camp, which again, one of my favorite moments of camp is when the defense is a little bit loose and they throw and then they keep running because they're getting their cardio in too and they run all the way in the end zone and the fans go, yeah, touchdown.
I never understood that philosophy.
And you're like, it'd have been like an 8-yard gain if they were really playing. Let's not get crazy here. But it looks like a touch.
Liked that philosophy because it's like a spring game. I mean, if there's an explosive play on your that means your defense sucks.
That too.
You don't want to see the offense have this great long drive.
But also, when the guy goes down the sideline and they throw him one, and neither of the DBs take his head off, which they do in a game, and then they run down the sidelines and everybody goes, I love training camp cheer. I think it's awesome.
Too. My favorite training camp thing was when Bienemy was here. Remember the porta potty drill? We put the guys in the porta potty.
That was Haley.
Was it Haley? Did
yeah.
That? And they'd open the door and fling the football.
Yeah, no, that was the Haley. Okay, Haley. That was one of the fun things about the Haley area was the porta potty drill.
The defensive line going against the offensive line is always good. The head-to-head matchups. But the porta potty drill is awesome.
So you'd open the porta potty door and
you sit on the porta potty and then they open the door and then it's just quick reaction time. It's like, boom, we got to catch it.
Don't blame Andy Reid, okay? They weren't doing that then.
Last year, that would have been good for receivers through the porta potty drill.
But they fly the door open and then catch the ball. And it was like supposed to have your instincts. Yeah,
you better be a clean porta potty too. You start mixing that thing up and you don't know what's coming out.
Offensive lineman goes. The defensive lineman goes, and then you run that drill, not so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Billion-dollar organization running porta-potty drill.
It's actually a good drill, man.
The guy that...
I love that. I would go do that.
The guy, the defensive lineman that was Chris Jones' roommate that clogged the toilet. You didn't want to...
I mean, it's better than football on a stick.
Football on a stick is I appreciate football on a stick.
I always let you and Bob know during the combine when it's football on a stick.
Football on a stick guy. That's a good job. That'd be a good job. And I'll pursue that too. The Pat McAfee show discussed a little Xavier Worthy, and they were oohing and aahing over a comeback route. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it draws the national attention when a guy can run a good comeback route.
That's right.
I think there is some stuff to be excited about.
There's a dude that ran the fastest 40 in the history of the NFL Combine. What team did he end up on? Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course he did. And guess what? Yeah, he can run routes. Okay, that's it. Jeez. Corners on heels, right? Because this guy just ran 4-2-1.
Got to respect the speed.
So you either got to jam him, right? Or if he gets a free release right there, you're backpedaling. He's going. That's free. Yeah. That's why he
should have that route, you know, from day one. He will always have that route. He's going to be open on that one for sure. And if you do press him, you better have some safety help up top.
Yeah, it's impossible. And you know, these are just little clips, but you see that and you're like, okay, now think about what Andy Reid's going to do with him in motion. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you got Travis Kelce right over here, who's best player on field in some people's eyes. And Patrick Mahomes able to handle literally all of it. It's like
Hollywood Brown on the other side.
Yeah, Hollywood is, damn near just fast.
Yeah, so that's what these off-season conditioning program phase two videos have us do, is like, how the hell do you stop that? That is literally a question, and it feels like that one's a gimme. If they need it for 3rd and 4, you got Xavier Worthy right on the sideline because Patrick Mahomes is not going to be late, and he's able to make that throw every single time.
I do like the fact that McAfee and his crew will get geeked out by by off-season work videos, like... You know,
former NFL players are just like us,
like most of us do. Give me a 10-second slow mo video.
Give me Mike Catapano doing something
of a pass over the top, and I'll be like, oh yeah,
this guy's making the team.
That and the flipping the tire while you're rehabbing, the rehabbing videos. I love. Give me every rehab video.
And anytime Mahomes throws behind his back, it's coming.
Oh,
it's coming.
Yeah.
Even Mahomes, by the way, admitted this. I don't know. Did you hear this? Where Mahomes said Andy wants him to do it?
Oh, yeah.
He said Andy wants me to do this.
I don't need it.
I think it was we didn't play as well offensively enough for me to pull the behind the back pass off this last year, but it's no one else's fault than myself because Coach Reed wants me to throw it behind the back more than anyone in the world.
Oh, man, gotta do it, man. I always thought you should do it when you're up 14 or something, but now I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe third and one, you're sitting there and you're. You know, you fling it back to Pacheco, you run to the run side, and you bind the back pass the other side. Oh, we're going to see it this year. We're going
to
see it this
year. Patrick's hearing what he wants to hear.
But Andy wants him to do it.
Andy wants me to do it.
Mahomes wants to run the sneak, though.
I think he hears that. I think I think Andy Reid probably has a different kind of message. Like, there's no one that wants this more than me. Be very bleeping.
That's a great question to ask at camp instead of you a three-peat. You better, ask Andy about it.
You better complete it, right? So I think he's hearing part of the message.
Exactly.
I'm not buying he's hearing the full. He's got the full.
I want to see the behind the back pass. So that's what I want to see at camp. Well, not at camp. I want to see in the game.
The Royals got exactly the type of victory that I enjoy the most watching this particular Royals team.
It's winning a football game 6-3, and people complain about it, but baseball purists will like a nice 2-1 game.
Yeah. I don't always like a nice 2-1 game, but I like when they do 2-1 like this.
Little things. Manager's ejected.
You face some adversity. I did not text Q this time after he got ejected. I left him alone.
Was he looking for you in the stadium?
Because I wasn't there and I didn't have a seat for him. but faced a little adversity. Got a great pitching performance. But you're like, oh, man, they better not squander this one. Bullpen guy comes in and does his job. Sam Long last night. For Michael Wacha comes in. Inherits a little stuff. Adds a little bit of fuel and gets himself out of it. And then you have back-to-back triples with jumpstart some offense, and you're able to get a sack fly for the lead, and you win a nice little 2-1 game, close things out.
Against the number one team in the division.
And get a series off on the right foot. That's a nice script of a win.
That was that'll make you feel good. That game, because, you know, it wasn't at the end where they, you know, blow the game or whatever, but everybody did their job. Last night's game was a thing. Vern had to have been happy about that.
It's a thing of beauty.
I mean, that's right in Vern's wheelhouse. He loves the 1-0 game, the 2-1 game, loves that. Again, I like the 6-3 football game because it means it's a defensive game, you know.
See a lot of AFC South for you.
But people throw a fit when that happens. In football, that's the difference.
Yeah, because it is a little bit more about scoring. And this team's scuffling the score still. Again, the two runs came in the same inning.
Cody sang about that, though.
A lot of zeros. That's what the song was about, which is good. He was belting out during our show. But a lot of zeros. Okay, so you got to pick your spots. They're not flying offensively right now, but just kind of come through when it matters. That was a very satisfying victory in the opener last night.
I think so. And, it's not against Oakland. You know, it's against Cleveland. Like, that was the important thing. We're not against the White Sox. It's against the first-place team in the division. Set this weekend up, you still got Reagans, and you still got Lugo going this weekend. I mean, you get your power arms going this weekend. And get Marsh tonight, you win the night, and all of a sudden you go, whoa.
You're feeling great. Yeah.
Then the sweep starts coming into play because you get day game after day game coming up with Reagans and Lugo.
Binkley has called for the sweep.
I have called for the sweep.
7-10, the first pitch tonight on 610 Sports Radio. That means Vern gets started tonight at 6 o'clock. Well,
Central.
Six Central, yeah.
Five Mountain,
Four West.
Four West Coast Time. 7 East Coast Time.
Okay, gotcha.
Just getting clear, everybody. Make sure they're all good.
Gotcha. So the scenario that was cool now is not cool, and it actually went down. We'll get to it next. Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Want to get down a strange rabbit hole today? Google Kyle Filipowski. Oh my goodness. This is not time to delve into this because I don't know. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not. Weird.
Very weird.
Very weird. Newest member of the Utah Jazz and maybe more. Wow. That story is bizarre. Not bizarre at all. of course, kind of just you just shrug your shoulders a little bit. Like, of course this went down. Joked about it yesterday. We've been joking about it for a while. Looks like they were setting the thing in motion for quite some time now. But, I mean, Bronny James goes to the Lakers at number 55. Of course.
Did you bet on that?
No. I was curious, though, yesterday, though, if he was going to go to Australia. I really was rooting for somebody in front of the Lakers to draft him and then force the bluff.
Call the bluff.
That Bob Myers on ESPN discussed.
Rich Paul's calling teams, don't take Bronny James. He's telling them, do not take him, okay? Saying, don't take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. So he has a plan and he has a place.
So I wanted the bluff called so bad when that started going around. I'm like, come on, somebody in front of the Lakers draft him. And then I was thinking, okay, I wonder if he gets drafted at all and they still navigate, they just sign him as an undrafted free agent. You know, like that could have been the possibility as well, but they did end up drafting him and, he'll get a chance to play with Pops in Lakerland.
They say that, but I'm thinking it'd be like 40 for him to be in that game with his dad, and will his dad be in there when they're up 40? Like how often they practice? I mean, they're not going to play the game together.
You're talking about practice?
Hey, they're not going to play. Not a game.
They'll play in a game. That roster's bad enough. They'll want to. The James Jr. jerseys will be out.
Oh yeah, it's true.
In abundance. 40
down 40.
Before or after he signs a 10-day deal.
With the South Bay Lakers?
The South Bay Lakers, that who it is?
The Somebody G League said team?
The El Segundo
Lakers. What happens
Lakers,
first? Bronny hits South 30 Bay? Points or Mahomes throws behind the back?
Oh, Mahomes throws behind the back.
Batty, yeah.
But Mahomes quarterback sneak on 3rd and 1 or ooh, Bronny scoring 25.
Boy, that nice. One, else, still might go Bronny. Or never. Push.
Push.
Neither happen.
That's the correct answer. Bronny ain't scoring 30. Couldn't score 10 in college.
I'm not saying he might not, I don't want to say be a better pro, but he might grow into it.
Yeah.
I'll be fine with it. I'm not rooting against him or anything. I'm not even mad like some people are about the, nepotism. Yeah, his dad's a player in the NBA. Like somebody texted in earlier, it said, oh, great, I got to tell my kids that you can even stink and get yourself in the NBA. I'm like, no, you can't. Because you aren't in the NBA. Like,
yep. Your dad's not the all-time leading scorer.
Like, you can't teach your children this is a thing because you haven't done it. Now, if you're a banker and you want to say, I can get you in the door of the bank, maybe you can do that. And you should. Why not? Give your kid every advantage. That's awesome. But, you can't have your kid aspire to be not worthy of getting in the NBA because you're not LeBron. You're not one of the greatest players of all time.
See, the difference is Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr. earned it. This is a top guy. You know
agree.
What I'm saying? It's different, man.
I mean, we just watched one in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Harrison Jr. Yeah. But if he would have played with dad, that'd be cool, too.
I guess you guys haven't heard Lakers GM Rob Pelinka, who says that Bronny has earned this entire thing. I don't know what you guys are missing.
In terms of his work ethic, I think we've all seen that lived out, too. He's not the person that has ever taken shortcuts or expected or been entitled about basketball opportunities. He's worked for everything that he's gotten, including being selected today at 55.
Mm. What'd the dad say in crucifixion? Washing machines work hard too.
You also haven't seen ESPN right now. It says Lakers select Bronny James 55th overall in the 2024 NBA draft. Underneath it, it says one of four freshmen to record 100 points, 50 rebounds, and 50 assists in fewer than 500 minutes last season. I mean, I guess you guys haven't seen the
spin zone.
The digging deep by the worldwide leader to go, see, he heard it. Wow. Just limited times because of, oh my goodness. Again, the best advice I can give is if you're hung up on this kid got a chance because of his family, be pissed at your parents. That's it. Just be pissed at your parents.
Yeah.
They didn't give you if they didn't give you every opportunity you want, it's their fault. All right. They didn't go into the field you wanted to go into and elevate you to the top. Like it goes on in every, like in every, well, in every industry, but there's a lot of it in sports. There's a lot of it in our field and in broadcasting. And like, you know, I know, like Noah Eagle being Ian's son,
Colin Tour's son.
And well, Ian Eagle's or Noah Eagle's good.
Joe Buck.
Fantastic. Right.
Yeah.
They got a head start. They got an opportunity. Yep. Most people didn't get, and guess what? They went crashing through the door. Joe Buck's terrific. Yeah.
Really good.
He got an advantage because of his father. Noah Eagle is a rising star. And yeah, when he first got the kid, you're like, oh, come on. And then I see him, and he's awesome at everything.
He's so good.
He's so good at everything. You're like, what are you pissed about? The guy's good. So it's what you make of it, too. So I'm not
Marv
even.
Marv Albert and Kenny Albert?
I'm not rooting against.
Swish.
I'm not pissed about Bronny. I'm just not. Like, it's not gonna make I'm not gonna be mad. Like, do I think he's earned it? Not necessarily, but you know, now he has to.
It's the Lakers.
He's going to wash out of this league if he's not good. Like, his dad is only gonna be able to help him for so long. He's got to make the opportunity. And if he does, great.
I'm not a Lakers fan at all, but it's kind of like the train wreck. Like, you just want to see it. Like, if he goes in and has a great game, you're like, well, it's sports drama. You're going to get something from a Lakers game now. Because usually I don't get anything. I don't like the Lakers.
No, you get something every night from the Lakers. Drama.
There's drama.
And now there's more.
You get more drama now.
In the past 2 weeks, they've hired LeBron's podcast partner as the coach and drafted his son. So, yeah, it's
Australia
pretty nuts.
Would be cool,
it's pretty terrific.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I kind of feel bad for Bronny, honestly. A little bit.
Well, now he's got to really prove. I mean, he's got to really, really, really earn it. And Rob Palenka says he's done that to this point.
How much money his dad's given him, probably?
He's going to have to put his hard work to use.
He's going to have to do it.
If I'm the Lakers, I say, why don't you pay him, LeBron?
Wow.
Pay your kid.
Circumvent the salary cap.
You pay him.
Dad paying him?
I mean, dad could.
I like this, too. For the 816, should be prop bets on who's out of the league first.
Ooh, wow. That's a great one.
Wow.
Ooh, I love that.
Wow.
It's a good one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Does LeBron play longer or does Bronny?
Like, the day LeBron retires, they're going to cut him, aren't they?
not if he's good.
Is he going to be traded to Perth?
Not if he's good.
I mean, Bink, didn't you see he's one of four freshmen with fewer than 500 minutes played?
That's awesome,
like,
man.
Come on, man.
That was like the spins on it. I can't believe
I'm the king of finding that stat that makes somebody look good, that player look good. Like, I will dig deep. AI on Stat Muse or whatever. I will dig deep to find that one stat that
I've seen.
Production person at ESPN getting a big old attaboy today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you nailed the stat of the day.
He's cracked the break room.
Whatever you want in the break room.
Crack the code.
Yeah, I just saw that Bronny draft clip last night of him and his draft party, and I'm just like, this kind of... Wouldn't you feel weird if you're Bronny? You'd be like, okay, well, this
the draft party was a little too much.
Kind of stinks, right? Yeah. I mean, shoot, I do like basketball. I do want to be a player, because he actually does have passion for it. He's like, kind of doesn't hit the way it's supposed to, right? Yeah. I don't know.
It's like Tiger Woods' kid, Charlie Woods. He's actually pretty good.
He's great.
I mean, he is good. Charlie Woods is good.
It's hard to say, but, you know, he's how old? 18,
19? 19, yeah.
You know, it's hard to say, you know, it would be better for me, Dad, if I didn't rush this and went back to college. You know, like.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Who's going to have more chance of success? Bronny and then Charlie, whenever Charlie gets the PGA, because Charlie will eventually. Like, I think Charlie Woods is going to be good.
Yeah, but you can't help golf.
Yeah, you can't fake the golf.
I know. Exactly. Yeah, it's not like Tiger can get out. Well, you could probably get him exemptions here
maybe,
and there. But he's got to prove himself.
But if he stinks, you're washed out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't make cuts and whatever.
He was in some junior yesterday.
That's actually merit, truly merit-based.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're going to have a better picture of Charlie than you would have Bronny. Because Bronny, you could conceivably keep him there, and he doesn't earn it. It's coach's decision.
I think Marvin Harrison Jr. will be the best great player's son.
Oh.
The next great
Who?
One, yeah.
Who?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Okay.
Your dad's a Hall of Famer.
I was waiting for a hot take there.
What Hall of Famer?
You know how much I love Marv.
Sky Moore's the next legend. Mike Catapano needs to come back and make a comeback.
Sky Moore's the next legend?
The next legend.
You're saying there's hit and misses?
He was at Western Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
He was. He brought his coach on.
Not everybody can have their hot take validated later in life, like I can with Geno Smith.
You know what?
One of the great footballs of all time.
That ended up being a great take. You had to wait a while. Your time capsule.
My time capsule was open the entire time.
You opened that thing up and said, look at this.
Yeah. For Mac, who's new with us, yes. I was a big Geno Smith guy when the Chiefs were picking first.
Really?
Oh, gosh, wow. Yes.
You can stick your chest out a little bit with Baker Mayfield now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, here we are 8, 10 years later.
Yeah.
Look at Baker Mayfield. Look at
him. All he needed was a chance, Mac, and he got it in Seattle.
Forced Drew Lock out of town.
Yeah. Who could be the starter
with the Giants?
With the Giants.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for that. I want to see Drew Lock start there.
Of course you are.
Have you ever had his dad's hamburgers at the Third Street Social? Oh, they have an In-N-Out style burger. Like, you can't get an In-N-Out burger.
Thankfully, you're sweating.
But they have the In-N-Out burger they put on this butcher paper there. And got that into that family because we used to do our post-game show out there at one of his restaurants. Drew was just a kid, you know.
That's why you're perspiring. You're thinking about that burger.
No, that burger's good, man. I think that's really good.
So, Drew Lock could be the starter. That's going to be an interesting story to follow. Drew Lock is the starter in New York for the Giants.
Go local.
Amazing. Amazing. So a lot of, speaking of his alma mater, Drew Lock's, I guess they got a little bit of love, but there are a bunch of teams that didn't. We'll explain next. Back in, valid question for the text line. We were discussing Bronny or Tiger's kid, whatever, you know, who'd be better or whatever. And someone in the 816 said, what about Coach Prime's kids? That's true.
The Sanders.
Shadur going to have to prove it this year as well, right? To validate the hype.
He's already laying out where he's not going to play, too, in the NFL.
Yeah, he is. And then the other one's bankrupt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About for bankruptcy? So he.
At young age.
Yeah. Speaking of Colorado, maybe the most hype EA sports team too, right? I mean, EA came out with its offensive rankings yesterday that was creating some consternation. Missouri was number 9 on the top 10 offenses on EA for the upcoming season. And then Colorado 8. Colorado was 8. I mean, from a video game perspective,
sure.
Like, hype them up, right? I said, don't forget Deion's son, Travis Hunter, of course, yeah. He's going to be the best of them all. Because I'll tell you what, back in the day, you know this, Binkley, you moved Deion to tight end on the Atlanta Falcons. Oh. Madden, like, I don't know, say like 94, maybe? 94, 95, I think I had 94.
Or outside linebacker.
And There was a route you used it with the Chiefs as well. There was a route where you had Tony and he ran the slot. You had Tony Gonzalez and he ran the slot and it was automatic. But you could move Deion Sanders on the Falcons to that same route. Oh my God, just unstoppable. Deion just threw over the top to Deion. You did that too, right? You moved Deion around on offense. But Colorado maybe the most hyped, not only team, but like video game hype team as well, because they're going to be way better in the video game than they are in real life.
They were 82nd in the nation in yards per game. 82nd.
Are they with the offensive line rankings yet? Because that's where they really stunk last year. So I guess if they flipped their offensive line around, they certainly had enough offensive pieces a year ago. But
I think capitalizing on the video game.
The Derby running back left Colorado too, right?
Dylan Edwards, he's at K-State.
Yeah, he left for K-State. So, yeah, he was
K-State getting hit ranked on that offense. They should have.
He got off to a fast start. So Missouri was in the top 10 offenses. I think Kansas was in the top 25 of the 14th.
Missouri deserves that, though, because they have that whole passing game coming back and Luther Burden. And you get that Marcus Carroll that transferred in that had over 1,500 yards rushing at Georgia State. Then you got Nate Noel, the big-time running back at App State. I mean, they're loaded. Like, that team deserves to be where they're at.
Yeah.
Kansas State, I think, deserved to be in here.
24 on defense, I believe, K-State was.
Yeah.
But have some work to do on offense, I guess, at least from EA's perspective.
They're going to be good.
It's a video game. And the rankings will change week to week. And when you play them as a team, you can make them whatever you want. You can make them as good as – as good as a player as you are, right?
Trust me, I will.
You can elevate to their game. And then Mac will be playing the hell out of the Tennessee offense.
Yeah, I'm salty.
To get them on the... I was sending Mac all kinds of videos yesterday of... Just he's like, oh, Tennessee's not in the top 10. I'm like, okay, slow down. And then all kinds of people on social media are like, was just Tennessee the most slighted team in there? I just kept sending Mac the links.
Like, see, I'm not just a homer. This is crazy.
Ohio State getting number 5. It's a lot of trust in Will Howard.
It's true.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I love Egbuka and Quinchon Judkins. It trains from Ole Miss. I mean, they're good at wide receiver and running back, but you're counting on Will Howard to carry the load here. You don't put him ahead of LSU.
But what didn't Will Howard do? I liked Will Howard.
Will Howard was a serviceable quarterback, but I don't think you put him and say, oh, that's number 5 team in the country with offense.
Yeah, little skills.
But it's not a quarterback
little
league
skill, guys.
I mean, he's got a great receiver. Emmanuel Ogbuka is good.
Yeah. You know, Ohio State probably, I don't know. They probably got the 3, 8, 12, and 18th highest rated wide receivers in this last recruiting class, right? So they're fine. I think they'll be just fine. This video game hype is outstanding. I love it. I love it. It's gonna be a great game. I think the Big Mo drum is gonna be is featured in the game as well for Mizzou. So that's cool.
The Clemson rock, they touch in Death Valley when they come
and
down.
The Iowa Wave. It's going to be in
there. Waves there.
So at the end of the first quarter.
Oh, speaking of Iowa, they ranked their defense, by the way. The offense not ranked, but the defense for Iowa got some respect.
Still there. Yeah. 13th, a little low, but whatever.
I told you I think you should take them in our college football tournament and win games 3-0.
Yeah. That'd be tough. I couldn't jump in that tournament. And Iowa just try to play defense against people.
Defense and punt.
Ugh. Well, the punter's gone, though, too. So
that's right.
Sure. Hunter's a pro. A bear, I believe.
The only drafted punter, I believe.
Yeah, he went to the Bears.
Yeah, Bears.
Because he's going to have to punt a lot for Caleb Williams. I'm not a fan of the Caleb Williams flame.
Not with Romo Odunze.
They'll be punt. Oh, I do like him, though.
I really like
Odunze a lot. So, yeah. I'm not the huge. I'm waiting to see on Caleb Williams. I'm not down, but I'm waiting to see. And I haven't grown up in Northeast Iowa in spitting distance of Chicago. Those people are insane. Okay.
You know what's funny is actually
all my Bears friends are insane and they have unrealistic expectations all the time. And they're destined to be heartbroken. I mean, it's
the classic.
Yeah. It's not.
Is it bad that I like Jaden Daniels better?
No, you absolutely can.
Okay. As I do.
I do too.
Really? But wow, both you guys.
Yeah.
I like Jaden Daniels.
I would rather do that. But
we'll see what happens.
You give me Caleb all day.
You know there's going to be bust.
You're all in on Caleb.
All in.
Okay.
Cuz always is. It's like when Lamar Jackson goes 32 and I'm sitting there going, maybe this guy would have Heisman, but he was actually better the year after
he
win the Heisman. He's going 32 and these other clowns are going ahead of him. No.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, Trubisky. Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
It's the end of an era. Sad end of an era. Things have come to an end.
Ball cap new era.
I didn't think I'd see this day, Bink, but every great run has an ending. And sometimes you guys got to decide that the time is right.
Close the door.
Yeah.
JetBlue out.
Have a new page. And of course I'm talking about the Longhorn Network, which goes dark on Sunday. I had such high hopes for the Longhorn Network. I remember the day the Longhorn Network launched, Bink, and we were tossing around scenarios of all the great shows they could come up with.
No.
The great features. Remember when Yes did the, they probably still are doing it, I don't know, the Yankeeographies? We had all kinds of storylines that
Bevo,
that Texas could
their
could
big
write.
Big bowl they get.
Yeah. All kinds of great stories over the years of Longhornness, but the Longhorn Network is going dark now officially on Sunday. They obviously are going to the SEC, which unlike the Big 12, decided we're going to do this collaboratively rather than let you guys just go out on your own and let someone else cash a check on their own.
We don't have the Alabama network in this conference. Yeah. Everybody
you gotta stand in line. You got to stand in line, and we all do our media rights together. I don't think it was good for the Big 12. I think it was good for Texas. I think they got a nice check. They got to at least say that they had a national network to a certain extent. They got their share of games. They negotiated their share of games to get a bunch of stuff on there. But ultimately, I think good for Texas was not good for the Big 12. I wish the Big 12 would have been on board and had a network. I think, being a Big 10 fan, I think the Big 10 network has been fantastic for the league. I think SEC network, I think, has been good for the SEC. It did its part for the Pac-12 network, another one that's, RIP, but that's because the league is gone. While that one was not well run in terms of exposure, I think it's really, really good. And I still think it stunk that the Big 12 couldn't get a group together to do a network and let everybody parcel themselves out.
Your third tier rights.
Oklahoma, to a certain extent, too, did very well by doing it on their own. I still think that, the raise all boats would have been much better off by the entire league doing it.
The first year the Big Ten Network came out, it was back when they gave out like $880 million this year. They dispersed it between the Big Ten teams. They were number one in the country. The first year, back in when the Big Ten Network first came out, it was $14 million per school. They do the Big Ten Network, it was up to $18 million. And it just keeps rising since then. Kevin Weberg.
I think they had the biggest distribution, did they not, last go around? I believe
Big Ten did. Yeah, yes, they were number one.
Yeah.
Kevin Weberg was the commissioner of the Big 12, and he had a 9-year run. And back in like an 07, where he steps away. So this is a guy that stepped away from being a commissioner, right? That's a great job. You're in a power conference, and you're stepping away from commissioner. You know where he went?
You can screw up immensely and be a commissioner.
He went to launch the Big Ten Network. So he leaves the Big 12's commissioner. Because he wanted the Big 12 to do this. The Big 12 could have been before the Big 10 network, ACC network, SEC. They could have set the model. Because, again, like Big 12, like you said, I mean, Texas had a huge advantage because they had their own network, even though you can't find it anywhere. I mean, you have a better luck finding True TV than you do Longhorn Network.
I remember in Austin, for the longest time in Austin, you had a hard time. It was like one provider had it, and most of Austin was not covered by.
I did have it here. I was lucky enough to have it here, even though I never watched it. But two schools had advantages. Obviously, Texas having their own network, and then Notre Dame having that NBC contract where all their games were going to be on NBC.
You can call it their own network.
Those were a huge recruiting advantage. Now, of course, it's name, image, and likeness. It doesn't matter. But Kevin Weberg wanted to do
this.
Was
it Wee or Why? I forget by now.
Why? It's Weiberg or Weeberg.
Yeah,
wanted to.
I remember. It might be Kevin Weiberg. I don't remember now.
But anyway, he left. He was a commissioner, great commissioner. He signed a lot of good TV contracts for the conference. Mm. But he bolts to the Big Ten Network. Not to be in the Big Ten commissioner's office, but the network. And he did that. Then he helps launch the Pac-12 with Larry Scott back when they had like seven networks with the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And the Big 12 has failed to do it. I was at the Big 12 media days like back in 14 or something, 15, and I couldn't, in any Dallas bar I went to, and I went to a lot of them, I could never find the Longhorn.
Well, you were doing research.
Got that another family because we used to do our post game show out there at one of his restaurants. Drew was just a kid,
That's why you're perspiring. You're thinking about that burger.
That burger's good, man. I think that's really good.
So, Drew Locke could be the starter. That's going to be an interesting story to follow. Drew Locke is the starter in New York for the Giants.
Go local.
Amazing. Amazing. Speaking of his alma mater, Drew Locke's, I guess they got a little bit of love, but there are a bunch of teams that didn't. We'll explain next. Again, valid question for the text line. We were discussing Bronny or Tiger's kid, whatever, who'd be better or whatever. And someone in the 816 said, what about Coach Prime's kids? That's true.
The Sanders.
Shadur, going to have to prove it this year as well, right? To validate the hype.
He's already laying out where he's not going to play, too, in the NFL.
Yeah, he is. And then the other one's bankrupt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Filed for bankruptcy? So he.
At young age.
Yeah. Speaking of Colorado, maybe the most hype EA Sports team too, right? I mean, EA came out with its offensive rankings yesterday that was creating some consternation. Missouri was number 9 on the top 10 offenses on EA for the upcoming season. And then Colorado 8. Colorado was 8. I mean, from a video game perspective,
sure.
Like, hype them up, right? I said, don't forget Deion's son, Travis Hunter, of course, yeah. He's going to be the best of them all. Because I'll tell you what, back in the day, you know this, Binkley. You moved Deion to tight end on the Atlanta Falcons. Oh. Madden, like, I don't know, say like 94, maybe 94, 95. I think I had 94.
Or outside linebacker.
And there was a route. You used it with the Chiefs as well. There was a route where you had Tony and he ran the slot. You had Tony Gonzalez and he ran the slot and it was automatic. But you could move Deion Sanders on the Falcons to that same route. Oh my God, just unstoppable. Deion he just threw over the top to Deion. You did that too, right? You moved Deion around on offense. But Colorado, maybe the most hyped, not only team, but like video game hyped team as well. Because they're going to be way better in the video game than they are in real life.
They were 82nd in the nation in yards per game. 82nd.
Are they out with the offensive line rankings yet? Because that's where they really stunk last year. So I guess if they flipped their offensive line around, they certainly had enough offensive pieces a year ago, but
I think capitalizing on the video game.
The Derby running back left Colorado too, right?
Dylan Edwards, he's at K-State.
Yeah, he left for K-State, so yeah, he was.
Getting hit ranked on that offense. They should have.
He got off to a fast start. So Missouri was in the top 10 offenses. I think Kansas was in the top 25 of the 14th.
Missouri deserves that though because they have that whole passing game coming back and Luther Burden. And you get that Marcus Carroll that transferred in that had over 1,500 yards rushing at Georgia State. Then you got Nate Noel, the big-time running back at App State. I mean, they're loaded. Like, that team deserves to be where they're at.
Yeah.
Kansas State, I think, deserved to be in here.
24 on defense, I believe, K-State was.
Yeah.
But have some work to do on offense, I guess, at least from EA's perspective.
They're going to be good.
It's a video game. And the rankings will change week to week. And when you play them as a team, you can make them whatever you want. You can make them as good as a player as you are, right?
Trust me, I will.
You can elevate to their game. And then Mac will be playing the hell out of the Tennessee offense.
Yeah, I'm salty.
To get them on the... I was sending Mac all kinds of videos yesterday of just he's like, oh. Tennessee's not in the top 10. I'm like, okay, slow down.
You were mad
and then
that.
All kinds of people on social media are like, does Tennessee the most slighted team in there? I just kept sending Mac the links.
Like, see, I'm not just a homer. This is crazy.
Ohio State getting number 5. It's a lot of trust in Will Howard.
It's true.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I love Egbuka and Quinshon Judkins. It trains from Ole Miss. I mean, they're good at wide receiver and running back, but you're counting on Will Howard to carry the load here. You don't put him ahead of LSU.
But what did, you know... What didn't Will Howard do? I liked Will Howard. I thought it...
No, Will Howard was a serviceable quarterback, but I don't think you put him and say, that's number 5 team in the country with the offense.
Little skills.
But it's not a quarterback
little
league.
Skill guys.
I mean, he's got a great receiver. Emmanuel Ogbuka is good.
Yeah. You know, Ohio State probably, I don't know. They probably got the 3, 8, 12, and 18th highest rated wide receivers in this last recruiting class, right? So they're fine. I think they'll be just fine. But yeah, this video game hype is outstanding. I love it. I love it. It's going to be a great game. I think the Big Mo drum is going to be is featured in the game as well for Mizzou. So that's cool.
The Clemson rock they touch in Death Valley when they come
and
down.
And the Iowa Wave. It's going to be in
there. Waves there.
So at the end of the first quarter.
Oh, speaking of Iowa, they ranked their defense, by the way. The offense not ranked, but the defense for Iowa got some respect.
Still there. Yeah. 13th, a little low, but whatever.
I told you I think you should take them in our college football tournament and win games 3-0.
Yeah. That'd be tough. I couldn't jump in that tournament. And I'd take Iowa just try to play defense against people.
Defense and punt.
Ugh. Well, the punter's gone, though, too. So
that's right.
Punter's a pro. A bear, I believe.
The only drafted punter, I believe.
Yeah, he went to the Bears.
Yeah, Bears.
Because he's going to have to punt a lot for Caleb Williams.
Oh!
Yeah, bada boom, bada boom. I'm not a fan of the Caleb Williams flame.
Not with Romo Odunze.
There'll be plenty. Oh, I do like him, though.
I really like Odunze a lot.
So, yeah. I'm not the huge. I'm waiting to see on Caleb Williams. I'm not down, but I'm waiting to see. And I having grown up in Northeast Iowa, in spitting distance of Chicago, those people are insane. Okay.
You know what's funny is actually
all my Bears friends are insane, and they have unrealistic expectations all the time. And they're destined to be heartbroken. I mean, it's not,
classic.
Yeah, it's not.
Is it bad that I like Jaden Daniels better?
No, you can, absolutely can.
Okay, as I do.
I do too.
Really? But wow, both you guys.
Yeah.
I like Jaden Daniels. Wow.
I would rather do that. But
we'll see what happens.
You give me Caleb all day.
You know there's going to be bust.
You're all in on Caleb.
All in.
Okay.
Cuz it always is. It's like when Lamar Jackson goes 32 and I'm sitting there going, maybe this guy would have Heisman, but he was actually better the year after he didn't win the Heisman. He's going 32 and these other clowns are going ahead of him. No.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, Trubisky. Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
It's the end of an era. Sad end of an era. Things have come to an end.
Ball cap new era.
I didn't think I'd see this day, Bink, but every great run has an ending. And sometimes you just got to decide that the time is right.
Close the door.
Yeah.
JetBlue out.
Have a new page, and of course I'm talking about the Longhorn Network, which goes dark on Sunday. Ah, I had such high hopes for the Longhorn Network. I remember the day the Longhorn Network launched, Bink, and we were tossing around scenarios of all the great shows they could come up with, the great features. Remember when Yes did the? They probably still are doing it. I don't know, the Yankeeographies. We had all kinds of storylines. That
Bevo,
that Texas could
their
could
big,
write
big bowl they get.
Yeah, all kinds of great stories over the years of Longhornness. But the Longhorn Network is going dark now officially on Sunday. They obviously are going to the SEC, which unlike the Big 12, I decided we're going to do this collaboratively rather than let you guys just go out on your own and let someone else cash a check. On their own.
We don't have the Alabama network in this conference. Yeah, everybody stand in line.
You got to stand in line, and we all do our media rights together. I don't think it was good for the Big 12. I think it was good for Texas. I think they got a nice check. They got to at least say that they had a national network to a certain extent. They got their share of games. They negotiated their share of games to get a bunch of stuff on there. But ultimately, I think good for Texas was not good for the Big 12. I wish the Big 12 would have been on board and had a network. I think being a Big 10 fan, I think the Big 10 network's been fantastic for the league. I think SEC network, I think has been good for the SEC. It did its part for the Pac-12 network. Another one that's RIP, but that's because the league is gone. While that one was not well run, in terms of exposure, I think it's really, really good. And I still think it stunk that the Big 12 couldn't get a group together to do a network and let everybody parcel themselves out.
Third tier rights.
Oklahoma to a certain extent did very well by doing it on their own. I still think that, the raise all boats would have been much better off by the entire league doing it.
The first year the Big Ten Network came out, it was back when they gave out like $880 million this year. They dispersed it between the Big Ten teams. They were number one in the country. The first year, when the Big Ten Network first came out, it was $14 million per school. They do the Big Ten Network, it was up to $18 million. And it just keeps rising since then. Kevin Weberg.
I think they had the biggest distribution, did they not? Last go around, I believe
Big Ten did.
Yeah,
yes, they were number one.
Yeah.
Kevin Weberg was the commissioner of the Big 12, and he had a 9-year run. And back in like in 07, where he steps away, so this is a guy that stepped away from being a commissioner, right? That's a great job. You're in a power conference and you're stepping away from commissioner. You know where he went?
You can screw up immensely and be a commissioner.
He went to launch the Big Ten Network, so he leaves the Big 12's commissioner. Because he wanted the Big 12 to do this. The Big 12 could have been before the Big 10 network, ACC network, SEC. They could have set the model. Because, again, like Big 12, like you said, I mean, Texas had a huge advantage because they had their own network, even though you can't find it anywhere. I mean, you have a better luck finding True TV than you do Longhorn Network.
I remember in Austin, you for the longest time in Austin, you had a hard time getting it. It was like one provider had it, and most of Austin was not covered by.
I did have it here. I was lucky enough to have it here, even though I never watched it. But two schools had advantages. Obviously, Texas having their own network, and then Notre Dame having that NBC contract where all their games were going to be on NBC.
You could call it their own network.
Those were a huge recruiting advantage. Now, of course, it's name, image, and likeness. It doesn't matter. But Kevin Weberg wanted to do
was
this.
Was it we or why? I forget by now.
Why? It's Weiberg or Weberg.
Yeah,
wanted to.
I remember it. Might be Kevin Weberg. I don't remember now.
But anyway, he left. He was a commissioner, great commissioner. He signed a lot of good TV contracts for the conference. But he bolts to the Big Ten Network. Not to be in the Big Ten commissioner's office, but the network. And he did that. Then he helps launch the Pac-12 with Larry Scott back before they had like seven networks with the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And the Big 12 has failed to do it. I was at the Big 12 media days like back in 14 or something, 15. And I couldn't, in any Dallas bar I went to, and I went to a lot of them, I could never find the Longhorn.
Well, you were doing research.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.